Thank you very much to the Ariel family, the Baal Achsanya, for hosting such a wonderful event, L'Kvodah Shel Torah, L'Kvodah Shel Talmidei Chachamim, and going out on a limb here, B'Gedir Kol HaMosif Gorea, after you know, such a mind-blowing shiur. I'll tell the Rishiva, I've told the Talmidim this before, I'm not usually floored. That's not usually my thing, but I am. Shtabach Shemo. Shechem HaShechel Kechem. Yafutsu Ma'ayinotechem Chutzah Vezat Hashem. So, it's a tremendous opportunity. Like we heard, you can tell that the Rishiva is dripping. Devash V'Nofet Sofim Mim Tikkut HaTorah. There is nothing, the whole, you know, the Churban, the Geula, everything, it's just a shtick, you know, either Kirvat Torah or Rihuk Min HaTorah. Sinat Chinam is also a part of, you know, not being Machshiv. Everything around is just a Chefza of Torah. That's what everything is. And during the 3 weeks, it's especially important to recalibrate. The Yetzer Hara has a funny way of making us veer off course during the rest of the year, and sometimes not thinking so much about the things that really matter. I saw in last week's parasha, in Parashat Matot Mas'ei, which really came up again in this week's Parashat Varim, Rav Shua ben Ma'ayan Bet HaShoeva has an unbelievable word. He says, we find in this week's Parashat Moshe Rabbeinu, starts giving Musar to Am Yisrael, gives it a little bit out of chronological order of the events in the Midbar, but Lefi HaChashivut, and he started right away with Chet HaMeraglim. That's, by the way, the reason why we read Parashat Varim always before Tisha B'Av, is because Chet HaMeraglim, which is what caused Tisha B'Av, is mentioned in Parashat Varim. Towards the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu reminisces about what happened with Bnei Gad uvnei Reuven, which was all the way at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at them, and he thought that they were trying to shirk their responsibility, until they really proved themselves in Yehoshua. If you look in Sefer Yehoshua, they came out and they fought valiantly, they came Berosh HaGedud, and Yehoshua gave them wonderful brachot, and they came home. So, it says over there that Menashe had several children that got different portions of Eretz Sichon ve'Og that they conquered, Ya'ir and Novach. At the end of last week's parasha, it says, V'Ya'ir Menashe alach, v'ilkod et chavotim, v'ikra etin, chavot Ya'ir. Rashi HaKadosh says, why did he call them chavot Ya'ir? Unfortunately, Ya'ir, who the Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, was shakul keneged buba shel Sanhedrin, tzadik yesod olam, he didn't have any children. So all he left over were those cities and villages that he conquered, and he renamed them Chavot Ya'ir. His brother, V'Novach halach, v'ilkod et kenat v'et benoteah, v'ikra la, Novach bishmo. Rashi HaKadosh points out, b'shem Rabbi Moshe Darshan, something very peculiar. In general, la, the way it's feminine possessive in Lashon HaKodesh, it has to have a mapik, it has to have the gish, in the he. There's only three places in Tanakh that la, when it's speaking about it or her, comes up without a dagesh. Another time in Rut, another time in Zechariah. Rabbi Moshe Darshan says, why was it without a dagesh over there? To say, pronounce it like la. In Aramaic, la means like no. Vayikra la novach bishmo, which means this city didn't have a kiyum, fell apart. It wasn't everlasting as Chavot Ya'ir were. Chavot Ya'ir, vayikra etin Chavot Ya'ir ad hayom hazeh, it says in Parashat Dvarim, stayed forever. Rishwab points out an interesting thing. He says, why is that so significant? There's many cities that are mentioned in Torah and Tanakh that didn't have a kiyum. They're not around anymore. Look at all the cities today in Eretz Yisrael. You think they're the same cities as Bizman HaTanakh? Maybe they're in the same general area, but it's not exactly the same city. So he says a beautiful vort. He says, look at the difference between Ya'ir and Novach. It says, Vayikra etein Chavot Ya'ir. Whereas Novach, which means he named the city after himself, but what did he call the city? Chavot Ya'ir. The, you know, the cities or the villages of Ya'ir. What did Novach call them? Novach. Called them exactly his name. What's the difference between them? He says every person, in Yiddish it's called a zich. Every person has a zich himself. You have something that makes you who you are. What is you? What makes you you? What makes you tick? Every person has to decide in life, what is your zich? What is you? Ya'ir, like the Gemara says that he was such a tzaddik, so he called it Chavot Ya'ir, right? As a result of the conquest, he had a lot of cities and villages and money. But he says, that's not me. Me is my Torah. That's me. My Torah, my Tefillah, my Avodat Hashem, that's my Kinyan. My cities, okay, that's my Chavot Ya'ir. That's already the, you know, like the Mishnah says in Perkei Tzad, Kol sheyesh lo aikar ve'aymo tefillah, mevarech al aikar ufoter et tefillah. Like the, we say in Ketzad Mevarechim. So over here, same thing. His aikar was the Torah. His wealth, his cities, his businesses. Chavot Ya'ir. Novach, what was his zich? What was him himself? Says, I am my money. Vayikra la Novach bishmo. What's Novach? Novach is the cities. Novach is the money. That's exactly what it is. That kind of attitude, that kind of hashkafa, nimtza kireach mikan u'mikan. There's nothing left. He won't have his Torah left and not his money. Vayikra la Novach bishmo shelo hayta lo kiyum. There was no kiyum to that city because he put the emphasis, he put the dagesh in the wrong place. You know, in Lashon HaKodesh, one dagesh can make a world of a difference. It's a little dot. If you put it in the wrong place, you can be mshanim mashmaut. Da'at Maran, if you see, Siman Kuf Lametet, Maran brings them, Machloket Maran v'Rama. In Kriyat HaTorah, if the Shliach Tzibur is to'eh, ta'ut shelo mshanim mashmaut, if he makes a mistake that doesn't change the meaning, according to the Rama, go'arin bo, which means that you're not machzir, after he's done, you correct him, you tell him, don't do that again. The Da'at Maran, chozer, which means, according to Maran, Maran is much more makpid about the Dgeshim than the Rama. Even if it's not mishanim mashmaut, even if it doesn't make a difference in the definition, it says, take it easy. This is the duk. You got to make sure to put your, you got to cross your eyes and dot your I's and cross your T's. You have to make sure everything's medugdak. Novach, he put his dagesh in the wrong place. And that created a totally different thing. What's the difference? Lashon HaKodesh, one dagesh. Ama, in Lashon HaKodesh, right? You're learning from Daf Yudalit. Ama Ivriya. Ama is a maidservant. Amma, when there's a dagesh in the mem, what do you have? That's a unit, it's a measure, it's a cubit. Measure, just one dagesh, zero. Gamal, in Lashon HaKodesh, is a camel. Gamal, you put a dagesh into the mem, what's that? It's a camel driver. Totally different bria. So even though the nekudot are a little bit different also, but one dagesh, completely, it's a totally different world. Novach put his dagesh in the wrong place and he was mishanim mashmaut. He had to be chozer, gam leda'at rama, gam leda'at moran. Yeah, that's totally Chavot Ya'ir. Ah, he didn't have any children. That was his life. He didn't have children, miskin. He had Torah, he had mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, he had his avodat Hashem. That was his dagesh, that was his aikar. He put the dagesh in the right place. His Torah had a kiyum, his parnasah had a kiyum, his business had a kiyum. You just have to make sure that everything is where it's supposed to be. You make seder, everything turns out good. Novach also was a good guy, but he put the dagesh in the wrong place. And Vayikra La, that's it. He didn't have any kiyum, not him, and not his children, and not his cities, because he put his focus, he prioritized the wrong thing. Avodat Hashem is all about priorities, as the Rashi says. You can do other things as well. Nobody says not to enjoy yourselves during Ben Hazmanim. Nobody says not to learn the Mudechol. That's all wonderful. But the dagesh is only one thing. I remember Mer Shiva Alav Shalom, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, when he was asked, they redid the Beis Medrash about 20 years ago, when I was still in Yeshiva, and they asked him, it came time to build the Aron Kodesh and to put the Parochet. So they asked him, they wanted to give him the Zechut, the donor of the new Aron Kodesh, they asked him, what Pasuk do you want to put on the Parochet of the Aron Kodesh? So he thought, he says, give me a day, I'll get back to you. So he came back, he said, I want to tell you something to put on the parochet. It's not a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk in Yoshua, but it's not a pasuk. What's on there? You can still see it today. Adayom hazeh, kiem chayenu ve'orech yamenu v'hem nehege yomam v'layla. Because that is the ikar. Kiem chayenu. It's like the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot at the end. Fish without water. That was the mashal that Rabbi Akiva gave to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. That was the idea over there. Rabotai, it's an amazing thing. Torah is the focal point of our existence. Everything else revolves around the Torah Kedosha. Everything else only gets its meaning because of the Torah Kedosha. Ask people who don't learn. It's a totally different... The Zohar HaKadosh says Meforash, that when a person doesn't learn, a person is given Neshama Torah. There's a difference between us and Goyim. The Zohar HaKadosh says, we have Neshama. Goyim don't have Neshama. They only have Nefesh. Nefesh HaBehami. If a Jew nourishes that Neshama, that he gets chilek elo amimah from a kadosh baruch hu Torah, it stays. Otherwise, it gets replaced with the nefesh ha-behamit. He stays as an animal, not much like a goy. The neshama leaves, gives him a chance. But if you don't fill that tank, the neshama's tank, with legitimate, authentic Torah, it leaves in a person mamash, shuto kemashma'o, it remains a behema. That's what it is. The Navi, Yeshaya, says it best. Miharu vanaich, miharisaich, umaharivaich, mimech yetzeu. The most dangerous creature on the face of the planet, more than the T-Rex and more than anything else, is a Yid unkenter. A Jew without Torah is the most dangerous creature. More than wild animals and more than goyim. The Navi says, that's what your biggest, look throughout history, the biggest enemies of Am Yisrael are Am Yisrael. Jews, but what? Misguided. Look at the biggest churbanot, the biggest massacres and holocausts and disasters and tragedies. All Jews behind it. Because a Jew without Torah is a loaded gun. It's a weapon of mass destruction. That's exactly what it is. And that's what we have to refocus on during this tkufa of Shavuot Shchan Bo Tisha B'Av, Bin HaMitzarim. It's mamash. Palgemayim. Yeridu Ainai Al Chalalei Bat Ami, says Nami Yirmiyah in Megillat Echa. You have to sit and cry and stand with this. Reb Pinkus, in his sefer on Tisha B'Av, he says a person should sit down on the floor in Tisha B'Av and try to cry for the Qurban. And if he can't cry for the Qurban, he should sit and cry for his own personal Qurban that he can't cry. How far are we from this? You know, we're so disconnected from where we should be. That's enough of a reason to cry. There's a Qurban Klali and then a Qurban Prati. If you can't cry for the Qurban Klali, at least cry for the Qurban Prati. That's what he says in Nefesh Shimshon. So anyway, Rabotai, we have the tremendous chut to be here today. And like the Gemara tells us that Yonah Navi was Shoev Ruach HaKodesh. That's why it was called Ma'ayan Bet HaShoeva. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah that people who would come to Bet HaMikdash for the Simchat Bet HaShoeva, they would be Shoev Ruach HaKodesh. That's how Yonah Ben Amitai became a Navi, just by attending. I think everybody was Shoev, I don't know to call it Ruach HaKodesh, but certainly Chayut, certainly it's a breath of fresh air to get this recalibrated hashkafically, and to know what's the ikar and what's the tafil, and to be able to be mavdil. Like the Talmud Yerushalmi says, why do we say atachonantanu in atachonen? Why do we say that? But Yosef brings it down. And he says meforash, the reason is that if without da'at avdala minayin, in order to make avdala, you need da'at, you need sechil to make avdala. There's a lot of things that we have to be borir. Many kinds of havdalot, many kinds of separations and selections that we have to make in Olam Hazeh, we need the sechin to be able to do that. So I think we were all shoev, I think we all drew from the wellsprings of the Shiva today, and we thank him very much for joining us, especially right in the middle of the summer, busy schedule, right back from Eretz Yisrael. So we're tremendously makir tova to the Shiva and makir tova to the Baal HaBayit for hosting us. And Be'ezat Hashem, there's still a few days, Be'ezat Hashem, hopefully we should see each other and celebrate on Tisha B'Av, Be'ezat Hashem, Basar, V'dagim, V'yayin, and all the wonderful things, as the Navi Zechariah says, Tzom Rebe'ai, V'tzom HaMishi, V'tzom HaShevi'ai, V'tzom HaAsiri, Yilu Levet Yisrael, Sason Simcha. It's going to be a tremendous Simcha, Be'ezat Hashem, so hopefully we'll see you all there. Tzikun HaMitzvot, Tzikun HaShem HaNabot, Na'imot V'tovot.
Where's the Gemara and the Shalmi in Parak Ravi'i?
In fourth Parak of Brachot.
Parak Ravi'i, right, in Brachot. Also,
as you said, brings it down in either Rosh Tzadi Aleph or Rosh Tzadi Tev.
Okay. Lastly, for the Zohar that said, Rabbi quoted a Zohar.
Parashat Tumah.
Parashat Tumah. Thank you.